Good morning and welcome to this online family service. Today is the sixth Sunday of Eastertide, which we observe as Rogation Sunday. Today and over the next 3 days, we traditionally ask God to prosper the work of all who enable us to enjoy the resources of nature, whether by farming, fishing, or industrial work. Today also marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week. We recall the great message of love that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us, and to see how it can be expressed in our world and in our time. This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, Christ the Lord is risen again. Alleluia.
Thank you.
We acknowledge that our greed and selfishness are part of the cause of the divisions between rich and poor in the world, for we have broken his command to love.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you, we have broken your commandments, we have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Lo, in the grave he lay.
Collects of the day. God our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your love. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy through through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, whose will it is that the earth and the sea should bear fruit in due season, bless the labours of those who work on land and sea. Grant us a good harvest, and the grace always to rejoice in your fatherly care, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 44. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who had heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days.
We sing the hymn, "Like a Mighty River Flowing." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today is called Rogation Sunday, and the 3 days which follow before Ascension Day on Thursday are Rogation Days. So it is really the following 3 days, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, which are of particular significance. Perhaps that significance of the Rogation Days can best be understood from two things: the origin of the word rogation and the time of year in which the day occurs. Rogation comes from the Latin verb rogare, which means simply to ask. We see this root repeated in other English words such as interrogation. The Rogation days are therefore, first of all, days of prayer, days of asking God for something. So what do we ask of God on these days? And it is here the calendar comes in. The days are in spring, when the crops are being sown, when everything is bursting out in new leaf, new growth, new life. Therefore, the Rogation days are days in which God's blessing is asked for the new crops and for a fruitful season in growth. In fact, the Rogation days and harvest thanksgiving later in the year should be bracketed together. The Rogation days to ask for good crops and harvest to give thanks for good crops. These Rogation days and their observance are of ancient, if somewhat confusing, origin, perhaps in one form or another going back to the 4th or 5th centuries. In part, they may have originated as a Christian substitute for pagan rites in honour of Robigo, the god believed to be the protector of crops from mildew. In any event, the form followed from earliest days was that of a litany, a long collection and series of prayers of intercession and praise. Today, of course, is also the beginning of Christian Aid Week. The climate crisis is having a significant impact on communities in many parts of the world. One such country is Kenya. And the main problem is the lack of access to a reliable source of water to help them withstand the unpredictable weather, made worse through the climate crisis. The weather has become more extreme, drought has become more frequent and intense, resulting in millions of people being short of food as they are unable to grow crops. In parts of Kenya, last year, drought was followed by relentless rainfall and flooding, which damaged crops that had struggled to grow. And with no access to reliable water sources or a way to capture rainfall, many communities are struggling to survive. One lady, Rose, is caught in a cycle of climate chaos. From severe drought to flooding, extreme weather robs her of what she needs to survive, a reliable source of water. Without water, every day is a struggle. Without water, Rose is thirsty and hungry. This is her climate crisis. When I was a young girl, she says, there was plenty of food. Now the rains are totally unreliable. The climate crisis has galvanized extreme weather, and Rose's community are feeling the brunt of it. Rose strives to provide for her grandchildren who live with her. She does all she can to give them happy childhoods. She sets out on a long and dangerous journey every morning to collect water for her family. She walks on an empty stomach. We have to walk long distances. We are suffering, Rose says. While she walks, her stomach gives her stabbing pains. She feels weary under the hot sun. But if she gives up, her grandchildren will suffer hunger and thirst. With a dam full of water, Rose would be free from her long, painful journeys. She'd have time to grow fresh vegetables for her family to eat, and she could see her grandchildren grow up and live life in its fullness. The theme of water runs through this Christian Aid Week and its stories, especially from Kenya. Both a lack of water and a destructive abundance of it. Drought and flood are part of the climate chaos and the associated erratic weather patterns being experienced by communities in Kenya. The theme of water takes on a particular significance in the reading we heard earlier from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, in the light of this climate chaos in Kenya. The astounding event of the passage is that even the Gentiles have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This makes clear the generous and inclusive work of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter then poses the question, can anyone then withhold the water for baptizing? Can anyone deny the right to make visible the work of the Holy Spirit? Augustine described sacrament as an outward invisible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Water then makes visible the work of the Holy Spirit. For those of us who live in the United Kingdom and experience a plentiful supply of rain, it may be harder to appreciate the true blessing of water. Rain as a blessing is particularly understood by communities who experience drought and increasingly erratic patterns due to climate chaos. Water is being withheld from Rose's community by drought caused by climate changes. She is having to walk further and make even harder journeys to get the water her family needs. When a baptism takes place in this church or any church, water is symbolic of new life, and the believer being baptized, dying to the old way of life and being raised up to something new. The water provided by the dams in Kenya has been a source of new life through the transformation it has brought to their new communities. The astounding thing for us reading or hearing this passage from Acts today is not the inclusion of the Gentiles, but that it may be no less holy to sprinkle water on thirsty, much needed crops than it is to sprinkle water on a baby's head or fully immerse an adult. This Christian Aid Week, we can be part of the answer to Peter's question through our generosity. We can help ensure the much needed water is not withheld from Rose's community. And we have the opportunity of offering our financial support after this great body, Christian Aid. Through our actions for justice, we can help ensure that the systems that perpetuate climate injustice are changed, and a reliable supply of water can be made available to all who need it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? This is the faith of the Church.
We sing hymn 525. Let there be love shared among us.
Let us pray.
Rejoicing in the amazing love of God our Father, let us pour out to him our needs, our cares, and our concerns. O God, as we see with sorrow the divisions between Christian groups, we ask you to enable us to become one flock.
Father, hear us. As we see the glaring injustices of wealth and food distribution in our world, we ask you to give us courage to work in your strength towards building a safer and more caring society. Father, hear us.
We pray for all who are working to combat the growing famine in South Sudan and Lake Chad Basin, across the Horn of Africa and Yemen. We pray for our sisters and brothers caught up in a cycle of drought and hunger, for parents struggling to find food and seeing their children go hungry, for farmers seeing their crops fail and livestock die.
Father, hear us. We pray for ourselves. May we share generously from the abundance that you have given us and join our voices with those who call for an end to poverty, that lives may be saved and rebuilt with hope for the future. Father, hear us. We ask your blessing upon Christian Aid and its partner organizations, distributing food and tools, seed and fishing gear to help people get back on their feet. We pray especially for a safe space for children, in particular those who are refugees. Father, hear us. And as we watch our children growing up and our parents growing older and feel anxious for their future, we ask you for the assurance of your steadfast love, and we entrust our lives to your perfect care. Father, hear us.
As we see and read in the news of all afflicted by coronavirus or natural disasters or by terrible accidents and by war, we ask you, O Lord of life, to bring good out of every evil and growth out of every suffering.
Father, hear us. And loving Lord, we thank you also for the many joys and blessings you give us each day and for this opportunity for us to worship you. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We sing the hymn,
When I Needed a Neighbor, Were You There?
Oh,
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. We sing the hymn, "We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection."
Power of God, hold and lead us.
We thank you for your presence and participation at this online service. If you wish to make a donation to Christian Aid, you may do so by forwarding a donation directly to the parochial treasurers in Anna Hilt, Patricia Halliday, in Mara Hamlet, Hilary Edgar. And those donations will, of course, be passed on to the Christian Aid organisation. This coming Thursday evening is Ascension Day. There will be an online celebration of the Holy Communion from 7:30 p.m. and there will be a service of Holy Communion in church. At the Church of the Ascension, Anna Hilt, also at 7:30. Services next Sunday, the Sunday after Ascension Day, online service at 10 a.m. and services in church in Anna Hilt at 10 a.m. and in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. Thank you.